All right, everybody, make us sharply apologize for that small cut. In fact, break. Website we've been take so why the sport been they gone. We go bring on a sport from 5:30 to make sure say we don't give you the full update on top of the matter where they shell for inside the Edo and the NFF election where they go on. Don't forget, say I go link up with Wale anytime, any moment from now to also hear the outcome of that NFF election where they go on for Edo State. All right, quick one. We get a special interview with the Connected Development. They are here for studio to tell us within the shell. In fact, the informate where I get it concerns things where we say you don't know, and they are here to also let you know and to also inform you on how they think be. But it is very important, I say. It is very important, I say. I let you know, say, I get Mr. Nathaniel Osagie, web say, a lawyer and a corporate consultant, 9B. I also get Ukeme Anwan, where from a Connected Development Champion. Okay, na the name be that, ba?
Okay,
please just come close to the mic. Use the monitor, the monitor, so that you go fit hear me well. I beg, pronounce your name again. Ukeme.
My name is Ukeme Anwan.
Ukeme Anwan.
Yes, Anwan.
That is how go even the do am. I go even put out for English.
Yeah. That's fight,
ability.
Fight. Ability to fight.
that's nice. All right, we get you give him the other one. Give him the own. Mm-hmm. We get you're a lawyer. Okay, can I call you barrister?
Absolutely.
Okay. We get barrister Nathaniel Osagie for studio. Bros, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Welcome. Waiting be this Connected Development Champion. Who then be?
Oh, Connected Development is a grassroots organization that looks into follow the money. It's more of tracking government abandoned projects in local government in states, and we also follow all other projects and money that is accrued to citizens that is not properly used or utilized. We have a lot to do at the grassroots level, but for today, we are more into talking to our citizens concerning the Petroleum Industry Act.
Okay, a quick one. To you now, Connected Development Champion, their NGO.
Yes.
Who they bankroll them? Let me ask the question. Who is bankrolling you?
Well, the issue of bankrolling may not be really said in detail, but I know that the person that is the ED of Connected Development is by name Hamzat Lawal. He's a young man that has created impact in the nation.
Okay. All right. Daba, welcome once again.
Thank you very much.
Just come close to the mic, sir. Say something.
All right, it's nice to be here this afternoon. Good afternoon, Nigerians. Good afternoon, Akwa Ibom people. The major reason why we're here on this show is to sensitize the public about the recent changes that has taken place in the petroleum industry, which is notably the enactment of the Petroleum Industry Act 2021. The act was signed into law in the month of August, 16th of August 2021. And this act has made significant changes in the petroleum industry, and that is what we're here to talk about.
Okay.
Specifically, we are going to be focusing on the change in the structure and organization of the NNPC. We know that the NNPC has been a government-controlled agency responsible for the administration of the petroleum industry in Nigeria. But with the promulgation of the new Petroleum Industry Act, there are certain changes that has been made. So we're going to briefly x-ray the significant changes.
Okay, can we know the changes? Let us know the changes, because lot of persons out there, they are eager of hearing what is going on here.
There are people that when you ask them, have you known that the NNPC name had been changed, they will say, I don't know, because they are not really on the know. But currently, the name had been changed from NNPC to NNPC Nigerian Limited. So the
Not too much changes, just Nigerian Limited.
So it has now been incorporated into Corporate Affairs Commission, meaning that it has changed from agency of government to a business firm. People, they've made board of directors at the, and it's more of managing the aspect now, not government.
Okay, Duba, let me quickly ask you, how does this name change affect the people?
Okay, how it affects the people. Well, I'm taking it off from where Ukeme left it off. The change of the NNPC from a government-controlled agency to a limited liability company is very significant in that it opens the company to more participation of private investors in the company. Now, what it means, when we say that the NNPC is no longer a government-controlled corporation but a limited liability company, what that means is that the government will no longer be responsible for funding the operations of the NNPC. The exploration and production of petroleum products will no longer be the responsibility of the government to fund. So the implications of the name change is that the NNPC will operate, NNPC Limited, as is the new description, will now operate as a commercial entity. It will conduct its affairs as a commercial entity oriented for profit making. Going forward, members of the public, particularly private investors within the oil sector, can now own and acquire shares. The company is the NNPC Limited has now been positioned on the same pedestal as big oil companies like Shell, Chevron, Texaco, Agip. So the only difference at this time is that the government still retains controlling majority shares in the company that has just been incorporated with the CAC. So the shares of NNPC as it stands now, is vested in the federal government. That means the federal government owns shares in the company, but the company is actually open for private investors to actually own shares as well. And the operations of the company is now open to scrutiny by other members of the public. It is no longer enshrouded in secrecy. So that's the basic.
Okay, let us come back because a lot of persons, they don't understand what in PIA mean. As in, that's an abbreviation of Petroleum Industry Act, that's 2021. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Let us break it down from there. I will ask, explain more on this PIA.
Okay. The PIA, just like the anchor said, is the Petroleum Industry Act. It is the primary legislation that regulates the activities of the petroleum industry in Nigeria. Okay.
When you say regulating,
yes,
what do you mean?
That means the activities of all the stakeholders within the oil sector are being governed, regulated, and streamlined by this law. Okay. There are certain specific guidelines and operational standards that ought to be complied with. Okay. There are certain standards that has been set by the law, which companies that explore for oil, companies that engage in upstream, midstream, and downstream activities have to comply with in order for them to be given a license to operate. So that's what it's all about. It's to regulate the private and the public sector, as well as the stakeholders in the oil and gas industry.
Okay. All right. Let me go to Ukeme. Ukeme, let us look at the implication of this name change. What are the implications? I'm talking about the advantages and the disadvantages.
Well, I would really want to spend time on the disadvantages because I am citizen concerned. I am more perturbed.
Why do you prefer?
I want to prefer because our learned colleague has said much on the advantages. Okay. I want to look at the disadvantages of this name change.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to make it practicable as much as possible. The current issue of gas hike in price and kerosene is pathetic. And knowing quite well, before now, kerosene, which is the commodity or the product from oil and gas that is mostly used by the masses, was one of the most the cheapest in terms of cost. I can remember a year or two, three years ago, we had the cost of kerosene at 15 naira per liter, but come to think of what is happening now, about 1,000 naira a liter when you go to the black market and going to the petrol stations, you see that they're selling it at almost 850 naira per liter. Now gas that we ran into currently is about 1,000 naira in the black market. This is my direct observation as the result of the name change. It has no positive impact on the masses yet. Then, when we also consider the aspect of the metering, I want to look at the metering of the hydrocarbon, which is how this hydrocarbon product is being measured without impending its passage on the pathway of traveling. It's purely still what we had before, irrespective of the change of name. We are even, I feel the bunkry, everything about the petroleum subsector is still on the same pedestrian we had before now. And looking at the impact of this on the masses, the extortions we've had from this petroleum extractive industry, and the exit of our monies, it's really alarming. Going on data, according to what our then Minister of Trade and Investment said, that we as a country, we are missing about 750 billion naira, which is equivalent to 5 billion naira annually. That amounts to about 10% of our total revenue from export of oil and gas. This is a whooping mismanagement of funds as the result of the leakages we have from this particular oil and gas sector. So the effect on the masses, the effect on our citizens is really on the negative. As we are talking about 7 months or a year plus since the enactment of this law, what is the remittance to the federal coffers? As we expected, as it was expected to be of positive response, because the GMD of NNPC, before the inception of this law, make an open statement that once this is done, when once we have this change of name, we will have a positive growth in terms of the money that will be coming in from the oil sector. So I believe looking at the citizens' point of view, we are at disadvantage with this name change. Okay, let me also take it down to the 10% that is the derivative that the oil producing communities will get.
Okay, is it going to be 10%? Are we talking about
3%? The 3%.
Is it 3%?
It's definitely 3%. Please.
We need to confirm this so that we will not raise the hope of.
Please, I am specific. That was a slip of tongue. I'm sorry. It's specifically 3%.
Okay.
And what is all Who are those at the management level of this NNPC?
Are you not thinking that the 3% is too small for the host community?
Sir, this is an open problem. I will not want to use an inciting word, but I believe this is across victimization to the host community.
Okay, the bar, do you have anything to say on this?
Actually, on a previous program relating to the same issue, I had made comments regarding the 3% allocated to host communities for the development of areas of exploration. 3% may be far removed from the expectations of the local people, what they had projected. I understand they had projected 10%. Mm. But actually, the law starts from somewhere. Now, what the Petroleum Industry Act seeks to do is to open up the industry to investment. Mm. Open up the industry to investment.
For more investors to come in. Now look at it. Let's increase the...
So if we start with 10%, those investors are likely to run away. Mm-hmm. They might not come in.
Okay.
So they're trying to make it a bit comfortable for these oil companies that come to explore for petroleum, crude and oil in Nigeria. Mm. And now, the NNPC Limited, is a limited liability company that is supposed to run as a private entity without funding from the government.
Okay.
So what that means going forward is that such fixtures like subsidy on the price of petroleum products will be removed totally. Okay. And that means that the price of fuel in the market will be determined by the forces of demand and supply and the cost of production of fuel.
Normally, if this one goes on like this, it will affect the life of the masses?
Yes. In the meantime, it's going to have its impact on the well-being of many people in the society. That's actually the downside. But going forward, I believe that it will stimulate more production, and it's going to stimulate diversification. Because there will be a move away from oil, because the country as it stands is too dependent on oil. Now, if the attraction from oil is taken away, a move will be made to other sources of revenue by the government.
Okay.
Already, with the provisions of the PIA, a lot of remittances that were before this time made to the Federation's account has already been cut down. The royalties which the companies ought to pay to the Federation's account has now been cut down. 30% of the NNPC's profit is supposed to be invested in frontier exploration, exploring for oil and gas. Mm. So if 30% of the profit of a government-owned company is being allocated to more production in the industry, that means that the Federation's account, which is responsible for about 80% of the government's expenditure, would have been depleted.
Okay.
What that means is that the government would have to look for other avenues of raising money to run its cost as a state.
Okay. All right. Make we take this break. When we come back from there, I get very strong and big question to put to your tables, so that we will break them down for our listeners where they listen to us. All right, good people. Make you don't forget, say we've been get interview with people from a Connected Development Champion, Mr. or Barrister Nathaniel Osagie, in a lawyer and also a corporate consultant. And we also get Ukeme Anwan in the first studio here. So they talk about things about the PIA, and they talk about Petroleum Industry Act 2021. All right, make we take this break. When we come back, we go continue from where we stop. Make we not come out with a comeback.
That they found a new way to your money. But yes, I don't know the new name.
Yeah, I'm aware, but I don't know what next after that.
Are you serious? I'm not aware. I know they changed their logo, but I'm not aware they changed their name.
Oh, I think it's something limited, but I don't know.
They didn't change their name. They only changed their logo, and their fraud is now more expensive.
Are you aware that NNPC has changed its name? Oh, I know that they found a new way to steal money, but yes, I don't know the new name.
Yeah, I'm aware, but I don't know what next after that.
Are you serious? I'm not aware. I know they changed their logo, but I'm not aware they changed their name.
Oh, I think it's something limited, but I don't know.
They didn't change their name. They only changed their logo, and their fraud is now more expensive.
Alright, make no forget, say this now still comfort to 95.1 FM, your Bonga radio station where they give you informate as see the hot. Yeah, so we get people from Connected Development Champion. As waiting my brother Okemedo talk, he said their work now to move around, also see how they will fit educate and also inform people. Yes, create an awareness on top issue where concerned the NNPC. Limited. Yesterday don't have the limited. Even me, normally, I just yesterday don't change NNPC, NNPC, NN. All right, let us now dwell on the changing of names. All right, UK.
Yes.
Let me ask you this one. Do you think, or you think, say, that would have been a better way to take address this matter by changing of names?
Well, I want to start with a popular say that says, government has no business doing business.
Please, I will not understand.
Government no get business doing business. We don't see many business of government for this Niger where after they don't enter into the business, the business became a private owned business. It became a sectorial thing. A business of class.
It's not like the vexed person,
but I there for studio, not be like say I the vex now. Nah, that way I they talk. But government no get business doing business. The approach to some of this action of government, I want to trace it down to our legislators, because the processes of enacting laws. It's obvious that it should be citizen centered. We had document that we don't know the ingredient of the document, not until when the document is put as a law and act, and as a law and act, before we now know the ingredient of the document.
You just sit at home and somebody now bring a piece of paper.
Yes, that is what we want. And now we have legislators that supposed to adumbrate on this document and sieve it. Let the masses to know what is the ingredient of
before
the document.
Before you pass it into law.
All right. What is happening to our system?
Okay, Edoba, what can you say about this?
Well, I appreciate the concerns that the NNPC is merely being commercialized, but the government still retains controlling majority shares, which means there's still strong presence in the company. But however, I think that those concerns could be doused knowing that Rome wasn't built in a day.
Mm.
Now, this is just the beginning of a process to privatize a previously government-controlled company.
Mm.
And starting, the company has to raise capital. And as it is with limited liability companies, they actually open up their company to investment from private investors or from the public in order to generate capital. The company does not have the capital to run its cost and operations without money. And that's what the government has done. The government has bought the shares of NNPC Limited. The assets, interests, and liabilities of the NNPC, that's the previous NNPC, the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation, has now been transferred to NNPC Limited. However, the government still retains majority stake all of the shares of NNPC Limited transferred from NNPC as a corporation now vest in the government. The government is now a shareholder with the NNPC Limited. So that is the extent of their control over the company.
So how does that affect us?
Well, how it affects the people. How it affects the people is that we're going to have a more regulated and stabilized petroleum industry. Because before now, we have incidences of the industry being porous and open to corrupt practices. No accountability. The turnovers of the NNPC could not be properly accounted for.
Okay.
But with the new regime of the Petroleum Industry Act, we now have regulatory bodies that try to sue for transparency and accountability with the management of petroleum profit. We have two regulatory bodies. We have the Nigerian Upstream Nigerian Upstream Petroleum Regulatory Commission, which is responsible for regulating and administering the activities of the upstream sector.
Okay.
And we have the Nigerian Midstream and Downstream Petroleum Regulatory Authority. Mm-hmm. So the commission and the authority are settled.